I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife sources report, you know, we hear a lot about managing for fish in West Virginia waters. Catfish, bass, walleye, muskie. Those get a lot of attention. But have you ever heard about creating a fishery managed specifically for the bluegill or for panfish? Well, it's being talked about in the northern part of the state. We'll tell you more about it coming up after this. It's likely we all started fishing for bluegill when we were little, but for whatever reason, we probably just migrated away from doing that. Maybe that's because the places we go to fish now don't really feature bluegill. Dave Wellman is district fisheries biologist out of Farmington and says they are looking to change that in DNR District 1.
We have looked at five different small impoundments, the idea of which was to basically determine how we can improve a bluegill fishery, because everybody starts off bluegill fishing, but historically we have not managed for bluegill within West Virginia, specifically managed for bluegill. And so the idea was we wanted to assess these different impoundments to determine which ones would have the best characteristics to be able to develop an enhanced bluegill fishery.
And they've come up with a couple of strong candidates.
We have a couple of impoundments that we have determined have the ability to have improved bluegill fisheries. Those would be Teeter Creek Lake as well as Mason Lake. Mason Lake is in Monongahela County. Teeter Creek Lake is in Barber County.
Now, Wellman says creating management strategies aims to let bluegills get bigger, maybe to trophy size.
We have a varied base that we try to accommodate, whether it's bass fishermen, muskie fishermen, as you mentioned, walleye, bluegill, what have you. And so what we're trying to do is, again, we're looking at some of these small impoundments that have fast-growing bluegill, but also have a high annual mortality. And basically what we've seen in Teeter Creek as well as in Mason Lake, those are two lakes that are stocked with trout. And what we've seen is that these fish grow relatively quickly to 7-8 inches, but there's very few fish, very few bluegill above 8 inches. And the reason why, it looks like those fish are typically harvested during trout season. They're kind of a bycatch.
And the regulations to do this and to manage it are now before the Natural Resources Commission.
We're proposing special regulations on Teeter Creek and Mason Lake, and we propose a 10 fish daily limit on bluegill and other species in aggregate. Only five of those fish may be 8 inches or longer from Mason Lake and Teeter Creek Lake. So we're applying a daily krill limit as well as a size limit. What we think it will do will decrease the number of those larger fish that are being taken out currently, but at the same time, it's going to remove some of the smaller fish. It's going to open up those food resources, whether it's zooplankton, or what have you, it's going to open up more food resources. You're going to see even better growth is what we believe will happen.
And perhaps in a few years, folks will be talking about going bluegill fishing and having some stories to tell about their trip. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.